on Asian Pop Radio, here's your Korean news update. Korean news update. News and current affairs that matter to you.
I'm Chan Storlin with your Korean news update, brought to you by Korea FM in association with the Korea Observer and Asian Pop Radio. For more independent news and talk radio podcasts, subscribe in the iTunes Store with your favorite podcast application or visit KoreaFM.net. The Sewol ferry is on its way to the South Korean mainland, where it will soon be searched for the bodies of 9 passengers who have remained missing since the ship sinking nearly 3 years ago, an event that killed more than 300 students and other passengers on their way to Jeju Island. The Korea Herald reports after draining seawater and oil from the vessel over the next few days, engineers will then fix the ferry onto a semi-submersible vessel for a trip to a port in Mokpo, approximately 87 kilometers from the wreckage site, a voyage officials expect to take as many as 10 hours, meaning the Sewol could arrive at port as early as Tuesday. Authorities say prior to the search for the final 9 missing victims, the ship will go through technical and offload preparations, which may take 3 to 4 days, but add that the Sewol will be ready for inspection by April 1st. A U.S. think tank says satellite imagery has detected several vehicles or trailers at North Korea's Pyeonggye-ri nuclear test site, calling it yet another indication that Pyongyang may be near its 6th nuclear test. Yonhap reports the 38 North website of the U.S.-Korea Institute at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies says the images come from the same site of North Korea's past 4 nuclear tests, but also notes that the evidence is not definitive. However, recently other news agencies, including Fox News, have claimed another North Korean nuclear test is imminent, noting items such as evidence that North Korea has finished digging new tunnels around the site. While China has continued to ramp up its boycott of South Korean goods, entertainment, and even tourism to the peninsula due to objections over the deployment of the Terminal High Altitude Aerial Defense, or THAAD, missile system, it appears one large hub for Chinese tourism in the ROK is actually seeing more visitors overall. The diplomat reports Jeju Island, one of South Korea's most iconic and popular tourist destinations, has seen an increase in tourism since the ban took effect, as South Koreans are now rushing to take advantage of the empty island. Chinese tourists in South Korea are often stereotyped as rude, trash-prone, and even dangerous, with recent incidents of Chinese tourists on Jeju Island going viral, such as an airport left completely covered in trash and an altercation that resulted in 8 Chinese tourists being arrested for severely beating 4 people at a restaurant. Chinese visitors make up 85% of foreign tourists on Jeju Island and are also key to the tourism industry in South Korea as a whole, where they make up 47% of all tourist entries to the country. The diplomat notes that although domestic travel can bolster the industry for a time, as China's boycott of South Korea isn't likely to end soon, the ROK will need to look to other countries to maintain the growth that its tourism industry has enjoyed over the past decade. And the number of South Korean marriages last year hit the lowest level since 1974. The Hankyore reports a complex combination of factors are being blamed for the steep decline in marriages, including demographic structure issues, social and economic conditions, and changing perceptions. South Korea saw just over 280,000 marriages in 2016, down 7% from the year before, and also the first time since 1976 that marriage numbers have been reported below 300,000. Subscribe to the Korea FM Talk Radio News Podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcasting application. And for more news, talk radio, and independent music from the Korean Peninsula, visit KoreaFM.net. I'm Chance Dorland.